Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and this is a very unusual episode. We are going to be continuing our telling of Friday the 13th with the telling of Friday the 13th Part 2. The problem is we actually recorded this a few weeks ago, and there was a problem with the audio quality. So Scape told the story to our good friend Lynn Nelson, and she listened to it, you know, as one often does. And we recorded the entire thing, but unfortunately the audio is unusable. So we had to record it again. But rather than start from scratch, what we decided to do was just reenact that first telling with Frank Allen taking the role of Lynn Nelson. Hello, Frank.
Hi.
I don't know how I got roped into this.
Well, but it's nice of you to
help out. So Scape is going to be telling the story.
As always.
And he's going to be telling it to Frank, although Frank is going to be Lynn and be making the comments that Lynn made.
That's right.
Yeah, but you're not going to do it with your own voice, right?
I was gonna, yeah. Why?
Because you don't sound like Lynn.
Well, no, but what? I mean, what do you want me to do?
Like, you know, like do a girl voice.
Yeah, just been. Oh, I'm a girl.
Well, that was your same voice.
No, that was my girl version.
Well, regardless, I think you know what I mean.
Well, I do, but I
just Frank just.
Well, okay, so sort of like a.
Hi, I'm Lynn Nelson.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Hi, Scape. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome, Lynn.
Pulitzer Prize winner, Lynn Nelson. That is.
Oh yes, thank you for saying that, so I don't have to.
You're very welcome. Okay, so Scape. Should we get right to it?
Do I have to do a recap?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we probably should do a recap of part one for those who weren't listening.
Okay, real quick. Once upon a time, there was a camp and had a bunch of kids and somebody started killing the kids, like teenagers. And they all got killed except one of them got away. And it turns out it was this lady named Mrs. Voorhees who did it. And she was like, a long time ago, my son drowned and I'm mad about it. So I killed you all. That's what I did. Then she dies, gets her head chopped off. The end.
That was a very fast recap of Friday the 13th. I was going to say part one, but I guess it was just called Friday the 13th at the time. All right. So now it's going to be part two.
Yes. Friday the 13th, part two, by Ron Kurz and Phil Scuderi. Okay, so once upon a time, do you remember the thing I just told you about Friday the 13th, part one?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the only girl who lived through that movie, her name was Alice, and it's a little bit later, and she's at her home, and she's like, I'm still alive, because I lived through that, so, you know, that's cool. And she's talking on the phone, hi, Mom, how's it going? I'm good. I'm good. I almost died, you know, but I'm good now, so. Okay, bye. And, somebody kills her. Now she's dead. That's what happens. She's dead.
How does she die?
She's killed.
Yeah, but like how?
Like a knife.
Like a knife, or was it a knife?
It's a knife. Let's say it's a knife. Like, she was stabbed. Stabbed. Probably screams, no, don't kill me. But she dies. Friday the 13th, part two! That's what it's called. 5 years later, okay, after that thing I just told you. 5 years after that, a bunch of kids are coming back to the camp again. Just like in the first one, cause they're like, hey, we're gonna, open up a camp. What do you think about that?
Again?
Yeah. It's been 5 years.
Do they know about the other one?
Yeah, of course they know. That's ridiculous, of course. They definitely know. Do you know how I know that they know? Is that the guy who is it's just a bunch of teenagers coming to the camp, not the children yet. Just the teenagers. The guy who's like, hey, thank you all for coming. I'm gonna train you how to be camp counselors. It's going to be late and spooky. And there's a campfire. Why don't I tell you a spooky story? This is where a bunch of people got killed. Did you know that? It's true, yeah. And this woman, Mrs. Voorhees, was killing a bunch of people. And then she got her head chopped off. Okay, what do you think about that?
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah, that's what they said. And also, this is where her son, by the way, let me just tell you, his name was Jason. Okay. He drowned many years before that. But you know what? Maybe he didn't. What do you think about that? Maybe he's alive.
No, he probably drowned.
Well, yeah, but you know what? There was a girl who lived through all that stuff that happened with all the killing, and now she's gone. She disappeared. So that was 5 years ago. I mean, but maybe, I don't know, maybe that was Jason who did that. What do you think about that?
Well, she was probably just scared.
Well,
she probably moved away. I wouldn't stay around.
No, because her parents didn't even find her, so.
Well, maybe she ran away.
Well, yeah, maybe, but, you know, maybe it was Jason. Also. And then, all of a sudden, a person jumps out, and he's like, oh no! And then, no, I'm just joking. It wasn't Jason, it's just me. I'm just a friend of yours who was thought it would be funny to scare you. It was a practical joke. There's no reason to be scared. Jason is probably dead,
I got scared.
Yeah, but it was funny, though.
Well, I guess.
Well, that's why I did it, because it was funny. So.
Oh, that was you who did that?
No, I'm being a character. I was being the guy who scared him. I thought you were being a character, too.
No, I was scared. So you were the guy telling the story and was the same guy who jumped out?
No, that was a different guy.
Oh, okay.
There was a bunch of guys. There was a whole bunch of guys.
Oh, and you're just all of them?
Well, I'm whoever I need to be to get the story across.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't worry, guys. Jason is dead. We all know that. It's fine. By the way, I didn't mention the last movie.
Scapey!
Well, there was something I left out at the beginning of the last movie. I'm sorry. At the beginning of the last movie, there was a guy who goes like this. You are doomed! Hey, there's a blood curse! You are doomed! Right there.
What kind of a guy was that?
An old guy.
What? Was it a crazy guy?
Well, I mean, they all died, so...
He's just wandering around the camp going, you're all doomed.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's wandering around town. He saw them in town. Well, guess what? He shows up here, too, and he goes, you guys are all doomed, too, so... how about that?
Well, you're not allowed on campground.
Well,
you're not a camper.
That's what they say. And he's like, well, you're still doomed, so I'm going to go now. So then when he goes, you know what happens?
What?
Somebody kills him.
So he was doomed.
Well, it turns out he was also doomed. He got choked to death with like a very small rope, you know.
Well, why didn't somebody use a bigger rope?
They didn't need it. It was like they had two hands, choke, like that.
Oh, like a piano wire type thing?
Well, there was no piano, but the guy choked, so...
Okay.
So he's dead. Then, two of the camp counselors, there's a boy and a girl, and they're like, hey, do you wanna, do you want to go see the place where all those people died and maybe do it? And they're like, yeah.
No, that's how you die.
Well, they don't know that. They said Jason was dead. They think Jason's dead.
Don't do it.
They think Jason's dead.
Don't do it.
They think Jason's dead. They have no reason not to do
also,
it.
Also, you're teenagers and you're probably too young to do it.
No, we're going to be fine. We're good. We're going to go do it. Bye, everybody. Bye. Oh, look, there's a dead animal. What the? Oh, a police officer. What the? And the police officer's like, go back to your stupid camp. You're just a bunch of jerks. And they're like, okay, I guess we will.
What is he there for, the dead animal?
No, he's like watching. He's like to make sure they don't trespass where there was dead people. So, I mean, they're not still dead people there, but stay out of the place where they died. Stay in your own camp. They're like really next door to where they died.
That's like the crappiest job ever. He just sits there and makes sure nobody comes over.
No, he doesn't just sit there. He just does other stuff, but he's wandering by and he's like, oh, you, get out of here.
Okay.
So he takes them back to where they were and then he drives away. And then while he's driving, he sees somebody jump out of the forest, and he's like, oh, more of these stupid kids running around, what the? I'm gonna go in and find them and tell them to go back to their stupid camp, and he's following where the person went, and he's like, oh, they went into this little, creepy shack. Well, okay, I'll go in there, I guess, so time to get out of here, so. Wow, this is a creepy shack. Oh my goodness, what is that? What is that horrifying thing I'm looking at? I am horrified by it, oh my god! And then I get killed, dead.
He narrates his own death?
Well, I mean... You could just see it in the movie, but there's no pictures.
Well, how did he die?
He got a hammer in the head.
That's a really awesome death.
Yeah. Well,
you should have mentioned
that. Well, it was the sharp part in the head.
What?
The sharp part of the hammer.
Oh, the sharp part.
Yeah, that's what I said, the sharp part.
Oh, I thought you said the shark part.
No, there's no shark part. There's no sharks. I'm talking about the hammer with the pointy part. Come on.
Okay.
Into his head. So, now he's dead. That guy's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Well, yeah, you would be.
So the camp counselors are like doing their thing. They're like, oh, cool. I know how to be a counselor now. Boop, 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 boop. And then some of them are like, hey, do you guys want to go to town and party? And the other ones are like, yes or no.
Those are the options.
Depending on who they are. Some of them say yes. Some of them say no. So, some of them go to the party. I mean to the town to party. And some of them are like, we could have our own party right here, if you know what I mean. So,
these are such lusty children.
Well, they're not children. They're like teenagers, you know. Maybe they're like 18.
Okay.
Let's assume.
Well, I mean, I wasn't expressing shock at teenagers being lusty.
Oh, good.
Because that's obvious, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like they're all put together in this group and they don't know each other, and they're like, hey, do you want to do it?
Yeah, that's how you do it. You have to have a boy and a girl.
Well, yeah.
So, the girl is like, I'm gonna go swimming, nudie, because nobody's around, so I could just take off all my clothes and go swimming. And the boy is like, I'm secretly around, so I'm gonna check this out.
That kind of ruins the secret, doesn't it?
Well, he doesn't say it to her, but then what he does is he steals her clothes. He just goes, I'm gonna take the clothes, and she comes out and she's like, where's my clothes? And he's like, I got him! And she's chasing him, and he's running, and all of a sudden, what did you? He gets caught in a trap. and a trap has him dangling from a tree, like, with a rope.
Oh, okay, like it was hidden under the leaves.
Yeah. Okay. And he's swinging from the trees, and he's like, I don't like this, so can you get me down? And she's like, hey, that's funny, because you are a jerk. I'm gonna put my clothes on, and he's like, get me down! And she's like, all right, I'm gonna go get my knife. It's in the other room. I mean, it's in our room, because we're outside, so I gotta go to a room and get it. And so she goes, and he's like, I don't like hanging here. Oh, somebody kills him.
Ow.
We've,
you always forget to tell how it happens, which is the cool part.
With a chop of his, to make bread come out with, like, a machete.
Chop of his, to make bread come out with a machete.
Like his neck, probably his neck.
So he gets sliced across the neck with a machete.
Yeah, yeah. He's hanging upside down. His blood is coming out. He's dead. So then the girl comes back with a knife, and she's like, doo, 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 doo. What the?
Well, it looks like she did it. She had a knife.
No, it doesn't look like she did it. She wasn't even there. I was there.
Oh,
I mean,
oh.
I wasn't there. I didn't do it.
I think you did.
No.
You have really sharp claws, Scape. You could have done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I didn't. So, anyway, so she's like, oh, no. And then she probably dies, too. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm going to say she probably gets killed.
You don't remember?
No, I don't think we see it, but it's pretty safe to assume that she's dead. This person, whoever it is, probably killed her.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. So, there's a couple of people in the cabin, and one of them is, a dude in a wheelchair, okay?
Oh, he's dead, isn't he?
No, he's alive.
Well, I mean, he's gonna die.
Well, why are you spoiling?
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, that means he's alive. So, because he's in a wheelchair. So anyway, there's also a guy and a girl, and they're like, see you later, wheelchair guy. We're going to go upstairs and do it. Wheelchair guy's like, oh, I guess I don't get to do it. Fine, I'll go outside. He goes outside with his little wheels, and then, he gets killed! He gets machete in him, and then pushed down the stairs. Pa-dump-pa-dump-pa-dump-pa-dump-pa-dump. And he's dead.
Ow! I told him he was gonna die.
Well, you called it, so good. Anyway, upstairs, there's the other two who are doing it, and the person who is doing all the killing walks inside the house, and is like, oh, somebody left a spear here. That's convenient. I would take it. So he takes the spear.
What kind of a camp is this?
Well, they probably have a thing where they teach spirits.
What?
Like to kill fish.
That's ridiculous.
He doesn't want to kill fish. So, anyway, the point is, he takes a spear, and he's like, doo, 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 doo. I'll go upstairs. I think I hear somebody doing it. Okay. And they are doing it. And he goes, oh, perfect, because that's what I wanted to do, is kill people doing it. And so he kills him with the spear. So does that.
Scape, I like how accurately you're getting into this killer's head.
Yeah. Well, I know how he thinks. He's like, yeah, I want to kill him. And then he does. So then another girl comes by and she's like, I'm going to check on what's going on. And he kills her too. I mean, basically, I don't know if you know, but, like, he's killing all of the people who are around. That's like his MO.
That's what it sounds like. Not his MF.
No, that's different. So then, two of the people who went out to party, come back to the camp. And they're like, we're done partying, so we're going to come back to the camp. They are Ginny, who is a girl, and Paul, who's the guy who's running the camp, and they're together. Meanwhile, the killer is, like, moving all the dead bodies around, and, you know, this and that, other things, and playing with them and stuff, and so they're like, they come in, and they're like, oh, the lights don't work, that's weird, Holy crap, there's all this blood! What's all this blood? Oh! There's dead people! Oh, it's horrible, this! Oh! And not like they're moving, but like they're just bodies. Oh, they're dead! They shouldn't be dead because they should be alive. And Paul's like, you're right. But then he gets attacked by a person who was doing all the killing! And, the person who's doing all the killing, remember how I just told you that was happening?
Yes.
He has, like a sack over his head.
Well, how does he see?
It's got a hole in it.
I wonder why he did that.
Well,
is he really ugly or something?
Well, I can't spoil it for you, but he's got a sack instead of a head. He's got a head, but it's in the sack, and he's got instead of seeing his head, you can see the sack on his head.
Okay.
And he's got a little hole to, peep through, and he's attacking Paul. I'm gonna kill you, Paul, is what he's thinking. But he doesn't say.
These are where the lights are?
Yeah, but your eyes get used to the light, so.
Oh, okay.
So the girl is like, I do not want to watch this. I'm leaving. And she runs away into the forest. But, guess what? The guy with the sack on his head is chasing her now, okay? So, I bet you could have guessed that he would. Anyway, so she finds that same little cabin that the policeman went into when he died, remember that?
Uh-huh.
She finds it too. She's like, going in here seems like a good idea for some reason, so I'm gonna do it. So she goes in, and do you remember when the police officer was like, I see something that is horrifying, it's horrible, I'm horrified by this thing I see?
Yeah, I remember, his face was all horrified.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy sees it too.
Oh no.
But do you know what it is?
Well, it's horrifying, whatever it is.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
Okay, so, do you remember the first movie?
Oh, kind of.
I said there was a woman named Mrs. Voorhees and she was killed.
Yeah.
And at the end, she got her head
chopped off.
Yeah, chopped off.
It was her head?
Yeah, exactly. Somehow, the person who lives in this shack got her head. Okay.
Ew, now it's like 5 years old.
Yeah, it's like 5 years old. Gross.
Oh.
But you can still tell it's her. Also, the shirt that she was wearing.
Just on her head?
No, it's not like on her head. Her head is on the shirt. Like the shirt is weighing down, you know. And then up where the head should be is her head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like a head with a shirt.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. But it's like you said, it's horrifying. It's like, not because of the shirt, but because of the head.
Well, a five-year-old smelly shirt is probably pretty horrifying, too.
Well, if you had a head and a shirt, it doesn't matter how old the shirt is. The head is grosser.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Usually heads are grosser than shirts.
That's why she's going, gross. That's horrifying. It's the head, not the shirt. So, in addition to the head and the shirt, there's also dead bodies, you know, from the people who got killed. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Dead bodies?
Yeah, like other people who died.
I thought they were in the other place.
Some of them, but some of them are here, too.
Okay.
Including, do you know who? Iris, the girl who died at the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, she's here. So this guy killed her too, wherever she was. He walked to her and killed her and then brought her all the way back here. Anyway, so she's like, oh, look at all the dead things, it's gross. And then she's basically like, oh, I think I figured out what happened.
Some guy killed everyone.
No. More specific. I think I figured it out. What happened was, a long time ago, a little boy was drowning, right?
Jason.
Yes, Jason. And what happened was, he didn't really drown, though. But we all, well, not we all, but everybody thought he drowned, right? But really, he didn't.
Okay.
And really, he, like, I don't know, ran off into the woods, I guess, and just lived there forever. And, then he was kind of creeping around and peeking at people, and he saw his mother's head get chopped off, and he was pissed off. And then he killed the girl who chopped the head off, and now he's killing all of us. That's what happened, I think.
That's her logical conclusion?
Yeah, that's what she figures out. But Jason's coming. She's like, oh, crap, Jason's coming, and because I figured out it was him, I think. I have to figure out a way to trick him now. So she figures out a way to trick him, and she grabs the shirt, the sweater, and she puts it on. And Jason comes in, and she's like, Jason, I'm your mother. See, look at my shirt.
That would totally fool me.
Well, it fooled Jason, and Jason's like, oh, well, I better behave for my mother. And she's like, Jason, you gotta stop killing people. And then Jason, all of a sudden, he's like, it's working. It works. He's like, Mom, I'm sorry. I shouldn't kill people, I guess. And then he goes, wait. I spy with my little eye through the sack that I'm looking through my mother's dead head. So you're not my mother. Hey, because your dead head's over there. And he's like, okay, now I'm going to kill you for pretending to be my mother. Also, I mean, I probably kill you anyway because I do that. But jump into the room then. It's Paul. He's not dead. You thought he was dead, but he isn't.
Well, I totally thought he was dead.
Yeah, because he was fighting Jason, but he's not dead. So he jumps in the room and he's like, get off of her. And then Ginny grabs a machete and she's like, I will chop you! And she chops into Jason. Not taking off his head, but just it goes like into him, like into his shoulder, like ka-chunk-chunk, right in there. And Paul and Ginny are like, we are getting out of here! And they run, and they get into a cabin, and they're like, we think that Jason is dead. Probably. Because we chopped him. He's got a big chop in him. He, if it happened to me, I would be dead, so he's probably dead. But anyway, we're just gonna lock the door and stay here because that's scary. So, okay. Smash! Through the window! It's Jason!
Oh my god, I thought he was dead!
That's what they thought, but they were like, we're wrong, I guess, because, Well, then, Jenny wakes up! And she's like, oh, what happened? What? They're putting her in the ambulance. And they're like, oh, you okay? And she's like, what happened to Paul? And they're like, I don't know. The end.
What?
The end!
That's a terrible ending.
So that's how it ends.
That's so anticlimactic.
Well, there's still like 10 more movies.
But they're just like, I don't know where he went.
They don't know where he went. She's like, where's Paul? They're like, I don't know. It's like if I went to you and I was like, Hey, where's George?
I don't know George.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know who Paul is. They're just putting you in an ambulance. Just like, you gotta go to the hospital.
But isn't it, like, spooky at the end? Like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's not like, there was never any person named Paul. You must be crazy.
No, I know, but, like, he's gone and there's a murderer?
Yeah. Well, if I had to put money, I'd say he's probably dead.
Well, it's ominous.
It's ominous that he dies? Everybody died.
No. The end of the movie is, like, ominous. There's a murderer out there, and no one knows it.
I think they know there's a murderer because everybody died. They're not like, what are you talking about? You're the only person at the camp. There's nobody else dead. They know. Everybody's dead.
I wasn't insinuating that. She's in an ambulance, and she's like, where's Paul? And they're like, I don't know.
They don't know where he is.
Well, you made her sound like whatever. Instead of like, oh, spooky story.
Yeah, but they're like, what happened? And they're like, I don't know, we're taking you to the hospital.
Okay.
So that's how it ends.
Well, that's not a very good ending.
I didn't write it.
Well, I'm not criticizing you.
Good.
Well, you could have told it a little scary.
Okay. They're like, we don't know where Paul is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
There you go. Much better.
Okay. Who's Paul?
What? No, it's over. Is that like after the credits?
After the credits, yeah.
And it's like, who's Paul? Is it in writing or did somebody say it?
It doesn't really say it. I was just saying.
Okay.
So that's how that one ends. So you can see that Jason was the killer that time. They thought he was dead, but
he's not.
He wasn't dead. I think that a lot of problems could have been avoided by like checking to see if he was dead many years ago.
Probably.
Like, instead of just being like, where's Jason? Oh, he probably drowned.
Well, usually they actually look for a body. I mean, they probably know he drowned.
Well, they didn't, because he was alive. So they couldn't find a body.
Well, what I'm saying is they don't usually go, oh, somebody disappeared, he probably drowned. They see somebody drown or disappear.
So he was, like, flopping around in the water.
And they do, like, an extensive search, and after a long time of not being able to find a body, they assume somebody's dead.
But he was really just creeping around.
Yes.
In the forest, going, you're not finding me. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, Scape.
It's not a big deal. So do you remember how he had a sack over his head?
Yeah.
Well, he was real ugly.
I even asked you about that, and you said no, I shouldn't spoil it.
Yeah, it was revealed later, but I forgot.
He took the sack off his head?
Yeah, I can't remember when.
That's a big climactic reveal.
Oh, you know what it was? It was when he jumped in the window. He didn't have the sack on anymore. That's what it was.
Well, what did he look like?
Ugly.
Well, like, how ugly?
10.
Well, like, describe his face.
Okay. Like, imagine, like a face, but like, it's not right at all. It's like ugly.
In what way?
It's like lumpy and ugly.
Lumpy?
Yeah.
Like disfigured?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you should have told that one when it happened, because that would have been much more entertaining.
Well, just like, pretend that's what I did.
Okay.
He jumped in ugly. Okay.
Good job, Skate.
He jumped in ugly. And they're like, not only are we scared that you are going to kill us,
but you're also ugly.
Yeah. We're also very put off by your appearance.
All right, so is that the moral of the story?
No, that's not the moral. Is that if you're ugly?
No, I mean, check to see if he's dead.
No, I mean, that's good advice, but
no, check to see.
Do you ever see when I come across a thing, and I'm like, I'm gonna touch it, but like, real fast, like, fast, touch, like that, like, okay, didn't move, okay, that's how I check.
Okay, so they should have found his body. Well, that's the thing, they couldn't find his body.
Oh, you mean when he drowned?
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about, no, that was from the first movie, that was like 50 years ago, that was like a long time ago.
Right.
Well, yeah, they should have done that, yeah, of course, but that's not the scary moral.
Well, then what's the scary moral?
Well, I think, again, the scary moral is, well, it's like there's kind of two, I guess. The first one is, like, you shouldn't be doing it so much, because you're done.
That's a good one.
Right, like, because, just like the first one was like, you should do your job instead of doing it, Shracker.
Uh-huh.
And this one is like, same thing. If you are doing a job, don't be doing it instead.
Wait, I have a philosophical question. Do you think that if Jason had come into the building and they had been like sitting around doing paperwork, he would have been like, oh, okay, you're doing your job. I won't have to kill you.
Well, maybe. I don't know. It depends on how mad he was about it, because he's probably sitting there. I think what they're implying is that he's like, okay, this is Jason at home before the movie starts. He's like, oh, you know, those jerks. I was in the water.
Wait, what do you mean by at home?
In his little shack.
Oh, okay.
He's like, those jerks. I was in the water. Okay, I could have drowned. I didn't know how to swim proper, but I could have drowned because they were off doing it.
Uh-huh.
That makes me really pissed off. I mean, thankfully, I didn't die. I'm okay.
Well, not okay.
Well, I mean, I live.
You were scarred for life.
Yeah, well, yes, but that's why I'm so pissed off.
You're psycho killer.
That's why I'm so worried, because I'm really pissed off. If they had been paying attention, I would have been okay. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go to this camp, and if they're there, and if they're slacking off, if they're doing it, forget about it. I'm just going to be pissed off.
So that's what I'm saying. If he got there and they're, like, doing all the files.
Well, like, let's say he gets there and he looks in and one of them is like, hey, do you want to do it? And the other one is like, that's irresponsible, girl.
Yeah, that's probably how it would go.
Well, that's not how it went, but that's how it could go. That's irresponsible, girl. We have a job to do. There are going to be campers here. They could drown. So, and the girl goes, oh, I have learned an important lesson and I will never do it again. So, how about that?
Again? Ever? Never?
Well, I won't ever do it when I'm supposed to be working. No, because I'm a responsible person now.
Oh, okay.
Then Jason would probably be like, okay.
You think so?
Yeah, they're good, they're good.
So don't be doing it when you're supposed to be at work.
Also, though, second moral, just stay away from the place where everybody died. The end.
I agree.
That one's even easier. Then you could do it. Go ahead.
Stop going to that camp.
Well, yeah, but I really just don't go to places where people die, because I was going to say he came out and killed the girl Alice, but only after she went to the place where everybody dies. So don't go there.
Scapey, how would you know about places where everybody dies?
They tell everybody. It's not a secret.
Okay.
So what happens
is, do you mean
is,
don't go to work at that camp? Or do you mean don't go to the areas of that camp where people
the
die?
Camp. Don't go to the whole camp. So here's what happens. I would tell you another story. This is how it could go down, okay? You get a job as a counselor. You get to the camp and they go, hey, now it's time for spooky time. Once upon a time, everybody came here to this camp and they all died. Oh, Jason might still be alive. And then somebody jumps out. Oh, God, it's scary. And you go, oh, that was a mean trick. And they go, no, this is a trick. Jason's really dead. What you do is you go, I resign, sir. I am giving my resignation. Right now, I'm out of here. And Jason goes, I respect that. And he leaves you around. I think.
Okay. What about the one where I don't ever go to work there in the first place?
Well, then he doesn't even know you exist. You're fine.
Okay, so that was his reaction. He goes, that's respectable.
Yeah, you heard about the dead people, and then you took your first opportunity to leave and said, I'm out.
Oh, so he's like, the part of his killing is he's going, you morons, you heard about dead people, and you came anyway. I'm killing you just on principle.
Yeah.
You should have left when you had the chance, sucker.
No, machete. I'm not saying that he's upholding the stay away from where people die law. It's more like, he goes, I have a place that if you come to this place, the camp, you're going to get tested. And if you fail the test, I will kill you. If you show up and you go, I understand that being on this campground is a test of my morality. And now that I know that, I would particularly not like to go through that test, because what if I fail? So I would like to just take this opportunity to bow out and say, adieu, thank you for having me, but I will leave. Good night.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand this. So, number one, Jason is there, he's angry, and he's judging each individual person on their moral compass.
Yeah.
And everyone failed.
Yeah! Did you? Were you not listening? They were like, hey, do it.
Okay, so you think, in this world, he'll respect you if you pass his moral test by going, no, I'll be responsible counselor. And also, if you go, I'm not gonna win, I'm just gonna bow out now and just not take his test.
Yeah!
Okay.
Basically, yeah. Because, like, again, he's like, this is the test. Are you ready? And if you go, no, I'm not ready. He's like, okay, well, come back when you're ready.
What about the cop at the beginning?
What?
The cop, he kills at the beginning. And the crazy guy.
Oh, the cop came into his house. He's got a right to defend himself.
What? But I thought the point was that he's testing people.
Yeah, but you can't walk into a guy's house. He'll kill you. That's how it goes.
Automatically?
Yes. You come into my house, you take your rifle in your hand.
What if he had a warrant?
Did he?
I don't know. You're the one telling the story.
Well, no, he didn't. And you have to present the warrant first, anyway.
What about the poor crazy dude?
He was spoiling the test.
By just saying you're doing
it? Yeah, it's like, don't tell them, guys. Spoilers, I will kill you.
Okay.
Well, Scape, I think you've got this genre figured out.
I do.
Good.
Well, I mean, as far as doing it in a horror movie goes, he's got that figured out.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Because you'll die.
Yes. Well, I mean, you probably shouldn't do it ever. I mean, you said in a horror movie.
No, you could do it in real life.
Well,
you do it with Alice a lot.
Alice from the movie?
No.
Okay, Scape, that's disgusting. He's talking about his stuffed sex
doll. No, he's not. I'm talking about his stuffed sex doll. He's talking about a character in the movie.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for listening to Scape Stories. And that was part two of Friday the 13th featuring Frank Allen as Lynn Nelson. So next time we'll have part three. So Scapey, want to cue it up for us?
That's right. come back for the next one, and guess what? Guess what?
What?
The next one is going to be in 3 days!